This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 173 for Tuesday, December 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market moved to both sides of unchanged Tuesday morning, although the bias is turning lower in choppy trade. Canola down $1 to $4 now, January down $1.60 at $675.50 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure in the Canadian oilseed, but soy oil is off its lows and gains in soybeans and European rapeseed were providing some support. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar and IDEA's recent losses are overdone also underpinned the futures. Statistics Canada's upward revision to the country's canola production in a report out yesterday did continue to overhang the market. The government agency pegged the crop at 18.3 million tons. That was up by nearly a million tons from September and at the higher end of trade guesses, but still down slightly on the year. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. The USDA releases its next supply-demand estimates on Friday, and pre-report positioning accounted for some of the activity. Wheat futures are leading to the upside, underpinned by solid export demand, as the USDA announced another large flash sale of soft red winter wheat to China. Chicago wheat up 8 cents in the March contract at $6.29 per bushel. Kansas City 4 cents higher in the March contract at $6.62 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat it's up 6 cents in the March contract at $7.42 per bushel. China bought 198,000 tons of U.S. wheat, according to a report this morning. That's just a day after purchasing 440,000 tons on Monday. Australia's wheat crop was pegged at 25.5 million tons by that country's Ag Department. That was up by 100,000 from an earlier estimate, but still 37% below last year's large crop. Winter wheat crop ratings in Kansas did improve 8 points on the week, now at 40% good to excellent, with 96% emerged. Soybeans, they are holding closer to unchanged, although the bias is higher. January up a penny at $13.07 per bushel. Declining production estimates out of Brazil were supportive, with reports some fields will need to be reseeded or planted with other crops. Expectations are for tightening U.S. soybean stocks in Friday's USDA report. Corn, it is holding on to small gains, finding spillover support from the gains in wheat, March up 3 cents at $4.89 per bushel. Brazilian corn production estimates are also being revised lower by many private forecasters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.